Now, one of the other issues that we're talking about this morning is the concern in Dungannon over what appears to be organised fights taking place in daylight. Now, you may have seen this on the internet, sort of bare-knuckle fighting, traditional bare-knuckle fighting would tend to see guys who are stripped to the waist doing it. It's not like that. It's like brawling that you would, I suppose, associate with outside a nightclub. But it's happening in broad daylight, in parks, in Dungannon, and they're being cheered on by spectators, and they're being filmed as well. Councillor Walter Cuddy, he's a businessman in Dungannon. He's also an Ulster Unionist representative, and he's on the line. Councillor Cuddy, good morning.
Hi, Frank. Yeah.
It's seriously worrying. I've been looking at these pictures. These lads that are fighting, like, do they actually set it up because they hate each other, or is it set up because people are bidding on or backing or betting on who's going to win?
Yeah. Well, from what I saw, there were two YouTube films, completely different situations. One was seen to be, just like you said, Frank, older men in an organised fight. The other one seemed to be use of a disagreement. From what I could see from the video, they were both foreign nationals, both from the same foreign national background. And as I say, we obviously again condemn these fights. It's strange how just the two of them have come up together, and that has probably highlighted it. I'm sure all towns have fights and things going on, but when it goes on the YouTube, it goes viral, and then when there's two or three at the same time, it draws attention. So, but from the town council, we obviously condemn these, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of them, and hopefully there'll be no more.
Yes, there's some suggestion that the people taking part are East Timorese, who wouldn't be associated with causing unrest or disruption. It'd actually be seen as people who integrate very well into society and who are the leading lights in Dungannon, in the Dungannon community.
That's right. You know, obviously Dungannon is an industrial town with a large quite a few food processing factories and engineering. We have, in the last 10, 12, 15 years, we've had people from all over the world have come to live and work in Dungannon. One of the groups we have would be upwards of 1,000, as I say, at least several hundred, maybe up to 1,000 of people from East Timor, which is a small island just maybe 600 or 700 miles north of Australia. They would have come through Portugal to here. Most of them all work in Moy Park and the oil fruit process. And they are, generally speaking, by far, the vast majority of them are all friendly people, and they're here to try and make a living and to send money home to their families. They have strong cultural backgrounds, which is obviously different from our own. If you were married to somebody and the marriage split up, that wouldn't be tolerated in that culture at all, and they have their own ways of dealing things. But they're in Northern Ireland now, and by and large, the vast majority of them abide by the local laws and things, but it's so disappointing to see something like that. And talking to a shop in the market square, and have quite a few Eastern Timorese people who come in, and when they read the local papers that came out yesterday, they were disgusted and annoyed at what was happening, and I hope that that'll go back to their group, their leaders, and it'll not happen again.
And is there a suggestion there that these fights might be as a result maybe of a marriage breakup, someone committing adultery, and it leads to two men fighting publicly?
It may. Almost the different traditions of different values, and we haven't got to the bottom of what actually happened in the groom that when you mentioned about in the park. There seemed to be a referee or something involved in that. So, as I say, it's just the way it has gone viral with the YouTube, and I think that has obviously disappointed a lot of the representatives from the East Timorese community, because they are, I live right beside the local chapel in Dungannon, and they would be very religious people, and the vast majority of them would go to their places worship every Sunday, and I think that they. When they see the publicity that's coming from this should be stamped out internally, because there are good people that they've worked hard in Dungannon, and all these people do work long shifts, Moy Park shifts of 12 hours a stint, and the vast majority of them are all here, and they've been here for years. People, they get to know each other, they're integrating into the schools and things. So, as I say, I think that you have had two incidents like this. I'd be surprised to see another one in the near future.
Yeah, very much a part of the community, the East Timorese people in Dungannon, hard-working people, as you've suggested. Yeah. Now, regardless of where anyone comes from, whether that's a local Tyrone person or a person who's travelled to be part of the Tyrone society, if you're walking down the street and you see in broad daylight or at any time, day or night, people fighting, it's got a very negative impact on passers-by, on other families, on children. Surely the police have to do more here.
There's no question, and you can see in one of the videos, Frank, you know, the police were there at the time, so you have to work, you know, work with the community and community leaders as well to see through. And nobody, no town wants to see any fights happening in your own. But the problem is with YouTube, anything that happens at all, you know, it is put on YouTube and it goes everywhere. The only difference is here is that with Dungannon having so many foreign nationals from all over the world, it is quite different, unusual to have, you know, foreign nationals fighting amongst themselves and things like that happen, which, you know, it's unfortunate for the town, but it's up to, it's my responsibility, the town councillor and the other town councillors and the other utilities to try and understand what's going on and make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, Dungannon has been, you know, badly affected by immigration over the last number of years in some people's eyes. What we have to do as representatives to make sure that everything tries to gel in and we all try to get on together. And by and large, when you look at the hate crime levels, Dungannon isn't at the top. It has hate crime certainly, but it's important that they not to overemphasise what actually has happened. It has been two fights, but I'm sure all towns have a certain amount of crime and violence like that. But it's our job is to make sure to minimise it and hopefully do away with it.
Yes, for a comment, Councillor Walter Cuddy, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Bye bye now.
Councillor Cuddy from the Ulster Unionist Party.